Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As Mary and I cruise now into the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
Just before Thanksgiving, we announced the opportunity for you to travel with us in Alaska in 2025, and now you can lock in the best deal of the year because Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special. This is going to save you an extra 15% off. It's going to deliver up to a $1,000 shipboard credit, plus you're going to get a reduced deposit. That's a great deal, and it's actually the same deal that many of our show fans took advantage of to join us this year. As you all know, if you listen regularly, we just completed our successful big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 with show fans. So now you can get the same savings and join Robert and me in Alaska this upcoming August when we do it again with Seabourn. That's in 2025. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, we're going to go to some great ports. Join us in August aboard the Seabourn Quest for what is absolutely going to be an amazing trip.
Oh, it absolutely is. And folks, this is a great deal. You have two options to choose from, either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the full 2 weeks. Just like what we did with show fans in the Mediterranean last month, space is limited, so go to our website today, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the link at the top of the homepage. It's in blue. You can't miss it. It says, join us, book here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. Get your spot booked with us, okay? This makes an excellent Christmas gift, too, if you think about it. And again, the offer is you get an extra 15% off the cruise price, an additional $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. So because Seabourn are small luxury ships, folks, they go to parts of Alaska that the big ships simply can't. We are looking forward to seeing all of you next August in Alaska.
Yes. All right. So let's talk hotels and car rentals with Jonathan Weinberg. He's the CEO of Auto Slash and Hotel Slash, and he joins us now for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Jonathan, how are you? Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
I'm great. Nice to be here.
Well, nice to have you back with us on this Saturday morning. So listen, you know, the world of travel, we all know it's massive. It covers so many areas. I say all the time, you know, that certainly hosting this show requires Mary and me to stay atop all the various sectors. Your company is locked into two of the biggest in the industry with hotels and car rentals. We've got RJ coming up this hour with the open road segment. And since the automotive sector of travel is kind of top of mind with me, if you will, I'm going to start there. I'm curious what you're seeing at rental companies these days with regards to, there is a pushback on EVs from travelers. The high interest rates are making it more expensive for companies to buy new vehicles, so we're seeing older vehicles in the fleet. And the vehicle maintenance costs, you know, are also at record highs, so we are seeing the older vehicles, maybe they're a little less roadworthy, if you will, to be on our highways. And that doesn't even take into consideration all of the extra fees and charges that the car rental companies add to the bill. So thoughts on the impact this is having on the car rental sector, John?
Yeah, that's correct. There was quite a public stumble by the Hertz group of companies. Hertz also owns Dollar and Thrifty. And Hertz really leaned into the EV segment. They felt that, you know, this is going to be, you know, the next big thing. And they went out and purchased tens of thousands of vehicles from Tesla. And they did a pretty good job of getting that charging infrastructure set up and trying to educate consumers. But I think they just overestimated the demand. It will happen eventually, but they were a bit too early there, mm-hmm. and that resulted in them having to take a pretty significant charge against the earnings, and they ended up selling off most of their fleet of Tesla vehicles, and I think that that was challenging for them. Some of the other companies, the other two big companies out there, Avis Budget and Enterprise Group, didn't quite follow suit, but I think that, you know, renters are interested in EVs. I think there's just a bit of range anxiety, you know, is this vehicle going to get me where I need to go, and will there be chargers there? And then there's also, you know, will I be able to find, you know, will I understand how to charge the vehicle when I get it? It's just not quite as plug-and-play as a gas-powered vehicle is.
No, it is not, absolutely. And so I want to switch gears a little and talk about some of the car rental brands. 5 weeks ago on the show, during our November 2nd broadcast, we had Azari Jones with us on from J.D. Power discussing their 2024 North American Car Rental Satisfaction Study. Robert and I have actually changed our own preferred rental company from Avis to Sixt in recent years. Sixt actually finished third behind National and Enterprise. But two companies that surprised us with how well they did in the study results were Advantage Rent-A-Car and Ace. And I'll also add Fox in there as well. How much momentum are you seeing in the car rental space from companies like Sixt or Advantage, Ace, and Fox? Because certainly their successes can only be good for travelers.
Yes, I think having additional choice is great. We're big fans of Sixt. Sixt, I believe, just opened its 100th location in the U.S. They are on quite an expansion tear within the U.S., both at major airports and at off-airport locations. They provide a great service. Sixth marketing line is don't just rent A car, rent D car.
Right.
And the reason for that is because they have much higher-end vehicles, BMWs, Mercedes, that sort of thing. And customers obviously like that. They would rather rent a nicer car if they're going to rent. Sixth tends to be pretty price competitive with the major companies out there. So if you can spend the same amount of money and get a better vehicle, hey, why not?
And a newer vehicle with lower miles, too, yeah. In most cases.
Absolutely. So I think Sixt is great. We're big proponents of them. I think that Fox rent a car. Fox was purchased by Europe Car, one of the major European car rental companies a few years back. They've been doing a fantastic job. Fox is airport only. They're expanding in the U.S., not quite as fast as Sixt. They provide a good, solid service. Their vehicles tend to be a little bit older. Their lines may be a little bit longer. You can't skip the counter like you can with the majors like Hertz and Avis and National. But I think that they provide a quality service. I think that I would break the companies into kind of three tiers. You've got the A tier, which is the Hertz, the Enterprises, the Avises out there. You've got kind of the B tier, which is the dollar thrifties, budget to some degree. And then you've got kind of the C tier, with the Foxes and the other deep discount brands. I would put Fox at the top of that list, basically. I would say that Fox is kind of in between. Definitely the best of the discount brands out there. The other ones that you mentioned, Advantage and Ace, not so much. Advantage is pretty good, but they have a very limited footprint in the U.S. Ace, we're not as big of a fan of. We just feel that there's some service issues there, mainly because Ace tends to be franchise model, so there's a very inconsistent pattern there, you know, depending on who you're renting with and what location.
So we'll move in. Since you handle through Auto Slash, obviously car rentals, and you're, you know, that's an area that's been very successful for you for business, but you also launched Hotel Slash. So I want you to share some other realities that you're seeing in the hospitality industry, and then, you know, with the holiday season happening, and then we're into winter and even spring break ahead, you know, explain to folks exactly how Hotel Slash works and Auto Slash. I know, you know, you've got a membership platform that's designed to save travelers money, but why don't you share how it works and the types of savings that you're able to deliver?
That's right. Yeah, we launched Hotel Slash a few years ago. Our car rental customers were telling us, hey, it would be great if you had a similar service for hotels. Our car rental customers have saved with us for over 15 years now in terms of us getting them the best possible deal. Customers were saying, hey, hotel rates are super high. Is there anything that you can do to help us get those rates down? And ultimately, what we decided on was building a membership-based platform that would get users access to deeply discounted rates. Membership is free to sign up for a trial period, so it's worth going to the website and checking it out. We're negotiating with various parties, various suppliers, and intermediaries in the industry. And unlike other companies where they've got high overhead, Hotel Slash is we run a really lean company. We want to pass those savings back on to the customers. So by signing up with us, we're able to offer these discounts that would not be available to the general public, and we're cutting our profits to the bone. So all the amount of money that, you know, we're saving by running a lean operation, we're passing on to consumers. So it's a great deal. We cover worldwide properties, over a million properties worldwide. Website is super easy to use, and we've seen a great response to it so far.
Jonathan, Scott Keyes from what's now called Going, but it was formerly Scott's Cheap Flights. He's been on the show with us at least 7 or 8 times going back to 2018. Yeah. So his specialty is the airline sector of travel and saving people money on flights. I'm curious if you know Scott and his company, and would you consider Auto Slash and Hotel Slash to be similar just in the car rental and hotel sector?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of what Scott is doing over at what used to be called Scott's Cheap Flights.
Right.
They rebranded as Going. They're a fantastic resource. I definitely would draw the comparison line there. Scott is basically, you know, looking to get travelers the best possible deal on airfare, highlighting the deals that are out there. We are trying to do the same with Auto Slash in the car rental space and Hotel Slash in the hotel space. I think, these days with inflation up, and especially travel prices through the roof, it's been challenging for hotel operators just because of the higher cost of labor. There's a lot of market consolidation. And then car rental companies, as you mentioned, there's, you know, with the higher cost of the fleet depreciation, the cost of the cars and disposing of them and interest rates and that sort of thing. So prices are up across the board. So travelers are looking for any opportunity to save. And, you know, services like going in the airfare space and auto slash in the car rental space and hotel slash, well, travelers are looking for any edge that they can get.
Exactly. Yeah. Listen, especially this time of year when, you know, the gift buying season is here and no question about that, anything you can do. And you collectively, you're all doing a great job. No question about it. So, folks, you can find out more, autoslash.com, hotelslash.com, the two websites. Jonathan, very nice reconnecting with you. Hope you have a great holiday season.
Thanks. You too, guys. Nice talking with you.
Yeah, you as well. Take
Bye.
Care.
Happy holidays.
Yep, you too. Bye.
All right, Jonathan Weinberg, folks, autoslash.com, hotelslash.com. As we head into this bottom of the hour break, the destination spotlight is ahead this hour as we take you to Burlington, Vermont. Today's personal connection will involve hockey. Stay around for that. But next, Rudy will join the show for the first time, and he's going to bring us the red stuff. Eight more segments are ahead this hour and next. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.